A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 28th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the introduction of bond notes by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by the central bank to ease the cash crisis by introducing bond notes.
The new currency called bond notes is pegged at par with the US dollar and is backed by a $200 million bond facility with the African Export and Import Bank, according to the central bank.
In a press statement, the Reserve Bank said, and I quote, in line with the bank thrust to promote a less cash society through the use of plastic money, withdrawal limits of bond notes have been set at a maximum of $50 a day and a maximum of $150 per week. This measure is in tandem with the objective of the bank to release bond notes into the market on a measured basis, which is critical to mitigate against abuse of bond notes. That is the statement from the central bank. But the question tonight is, will Zimbabweans accept the bond notes, Gibbs?
Now, to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, ask back and point.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura neze kuparurwa kwema bond notes ne banga guru renyika re Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Atanga kutendirayo munzvimbo dzakawanda nasi. Tinoda kunzwa kuti kwamuri ashika here mabond notes uye ari kutambirwa here muzvitoro nekuti mangwanani panenge pangomboita makunga-kunga ekuti zvimwe zvitoro zvanga zvichimboramba kutambira. Uye tanga tichinzwawo kuti pane vamwe vemagaraji vanga vachi pane mitengo yakasiyana pakuti kana uine US dollar kana kuti uine mabond notes icho kwade here. Toda kuti mufone munge muchitaura nesu kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yemabond notes Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke blessing. Zulu kandaba lingalitona njani lapha likhona thina lapha hayi siyaphila sibilo kuzwayo. Yeah, lamhla sikhuluma ngodaba oqhakathekileyo kakhulu olwa mabond notes. Ama bond notes lawa aqhasa ukusetshenziswa lamhlanje. Ebesizwile phambilini ukuthi kuzayenziwa lokuthiwa ngama outreach programs. Abantu bafundise ukuthi bond note lime kanje kanje kanje. Kodwa okuningi lokho akusayenziwanga. Sizwa kuthiwa kwenziwa okunye amaswingo lapho abantu kade ngazani bafuna ukujova khona isibhakela. Abantu bebuza ukuthi kathi khona kuvele kuyini. So Zulu asixoxene sizweni ukuthi kuyini khona lokho.
Mhm. Asijova bot. Wongu pa Facebook ne pa WhatsApp vanhu vanga vachitumidzira pa message ne mashoko ekuti tivafonere. Tomboverenga dzimwe kuna mukoma mugove majaja. Vati apa ndanaiwa ndichibva kubasa yatosvibisa trouser rangu nepaint anenge ari kuti pendi yacho inenge yekuti ukanaiwa inobvisika aminoti icho kwadere. Mumweyewo achitiwo maiwana kupi mukoma tendaizinyama says if we have come to a period where the US dollar is an issue and it's now in short supply, why can't we embrace the rand until such a time when it is feasible to have our own currency? Otherwise, disaster beckons by the corner. Hashtag apa tabata bond manj, tabondera manj. Hanzi hashtag apa tabondera manj. Ma hashtag atanga. Shelter, Katsandi says, nothing wrong with them, according to my own opinion. The problem is how people are going to react in business. It's quite good to use it since it is our own currency. Zimbabweans must adopt bond notes. Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, and others, to mention just a few countries, some of the countries that use their own currencies. So why not us? Interesting from Shelter there. And then we have Cabo. Ngameni, who says Mugabe thinks he's fighting Europeans and Americans. His own people are suffering, not Europeans or Americans. How can you exchange a pula or a rand with a printed paper? He is killing, starving, and fooling innocent people. A bond note can't have the value of a rand because it's not money, but a check. And then we also have William Chidzira. Not here. Inonzi agro-based economy. As long as agriculture is still fire, ati kwanise kunge tichigadzirisa nyaya dzezveupfumi. Gibbs, those are some of the comments from people there. I think we have our first guest before we read more of these very interesting messages. I think we have Professor Chivije, who is an economist and also a banker. Professor Chivije, good evening.
Been a blessing. How is America?
America is fine, but it's getting a bit chilly.
Okay.
Yes, and how is Harare?
Harare is, there is drizzle today. Yeah, there is some rain, and I think people are now preparing for farming. I think the situation is quite welcome.
That is good news indeed. But of course, the talk of the town are the bond notes. Ndambona pa WhatsApp hanzi mwanga nyura tsamba anga achi funza mwe kuti ko bond note ratanga kushanda here. Zvikanzi na pindura ko ra richibotsvaga basa here. Now, Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, before going to Mr. Professor Chibije, let me introduce another guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Spindi, who is a Bulawayo resident. Mr. Spindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Dix, and thanks for allowing me to be part of this discussion.
Well, thank you very much. Back to you, Professor Chibije. Give us your take on the bond notes.
Yeah, the bond notes is a desperate measure by the government to try and contain the liquidity crisis, which is happening in the country. But they are not the problem, per se. The problem is actually the economic problems of the country, Zimbabwe, the dwindling industrial capacity in terms of production, lack of export capacity, and the general mismanagement of the economy. Actually, the shortage of cash, per se, is a symptom of the economic quagmire that the country is in. And the attempt by Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe to try and introduce the bond notes, well, in similar temporary measure, that is definitely going to fail, because that bond note is going to have an exchange rate. And that exchange rate will see people with time refusing rather to accept that bond note. That will be very, very quick, because Zimbabwe is entirely dependent on imports. For its consumption. And because of that, the supply of the US dollar is going to decrease further as people use it to buy the imports. And then people will be relying more and more on the bond note. And with the exchange rate that will be there, you'll find that inflation will creep in, and that will mark more problems of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Professor Chivije, to stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Spindi in Bulawayo. Mr. Spindi, what is the situation like in Bulawayo? Is the bond not been accepted by Bulawayo residents?
Well, the truth of the matter is that the bond not is not being accepted by the residents of Bulawayo. What we noted today is that we understand that the bond not is in circulation. But what was really clear to everyone is that when you go to the banks today, the withdrawal limit had gone down. For instance, the Standard Banks that were giving out 50 US dollar notes, today they were going down to about $20. And again, what we're also seeing on the market, to agree with the gentleman that we were just speaking right now, is that he hardly find $100 notes on the market these days and $50 notes. That is a clear sign to show that in the near future, we'll soon run out of this US dollars. And what that means is that people will fail to go and order import goods into the country. And what that means is obviously going to fuel inflation. And it's a matter of time that as we move on, we'll find ourselves in the situation that we were long back. And the bottom line is the government, the challenge that says that they are busy dealing with symptoms of the old situation. And they need to deal with the economy, encourage a means of production, and they produce. But they're trying to chase up the symptoms, and they won't win it. That's the bottom line. But the bottom line is that the bond notes are not being accepted. People don't need them, but the government is forcing those bond notes on people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Mr. Sibindi. Mm-hmm. It appears it's the optimistic world, the pessimistic rather world of Mr. Sibindi and Professor Chivije there. Gibbs regatidzo kere kuna Professor Chivije. Asika Professor Chivije wana waruguti akuna mari. Nekudaro apana zvimwezve kuita kunze kongotambira mabond notes aya. Pane kuti vapedze mazuva matatu vakarara mutsetse vachimirira mari kumabhanga. Poitwa sei?
Chinot the mari blessing, ukashanda sezvawaita izvozvo, then unofanira kuti uwane mari. Mari haingoprindiwi from anywhere, yobva yodini, yongouyisiwa. Inotofanira kuitwa ende. Saka zviri pano zvokuti hurumende yekudhara yakaishwa ainzi matreasury bills namamwe mabhonzi ayo. Iyi yaingova mari yanga iri mhepo, kungoti vakuti Reserve Bank itai RTGS kumabhengi. Muchibhadhara macivil servants asi yaingori RTGS isiri back to that carry yanga isina kusapotiwa nemari chaiyo chaiyo saka zvakaitika nezvokuti zvinova macivil servants nevamwe vesa vakawana mari iyai vachibva vazoenda kubhengi kundotora mari chaiyo chaiyo asi yanga isiri backed nemari chaiyo chaiyo ndo pakabva patotanga dambudziko ipapo ipapo saka kuuya kunoita mabond notes hapana zvaanobatsira nokuti imari isina kusapotiwa nemagoods akaprodusiwa saka hazvina zvazvinobatsira dambudziko tinongoramba tindaro munyika
tinotenda zvikuru Profesa Chivije rambai zvenyu muri parunare regai tiende kuVictoria Falls Gibbs
slow mnumzana ke ufine baba fine kunjani
yebo baba Gibbs ninjani
siyaphila kakhulu kunjani Falls
hayi foto zokuyiraiti akuraiti impili ziraiti but indaba yama-bond notes izikhathaza kakhulu
ye so
siyibonile ngiyibonile for sure ngayibamba hayi sibhetter sishekile
injani injani ngayibamba iphuma ipenda yini
yaphuma ipenda vele ubaba lo kade khuluma kuqala lo so ukhuluma iqiniso lo kade bembalela imessage lo hayi ukhuluma iqiniso hayi ipenda vele this guy is vele they're playing with people vele angikwazi ukuthi wayenzani yazi hayi iphepha yalazi
ibhondi sibili ibhondi pepa
ibhondi pepa sibili hayi ibhondi lokhuyala ukuthi ungafaka emanzini anti uyakwazi ukuthi uyayiluza vele $2 yangikhona vele it's not money that one
so nxa usiye emagrosa baba fine ungatholi izulu ungakafika emagrosa uyafika uthenga ngani
awuthengi nalutho because mdala yokuthi i-US dollar anti ungayiwathele e-trousin anti ayiphumi ikhala uyakwazi ukuyifaka elangeni laphana yiwomi and ukwazi ukuthenga ngayo it's money and but that one is a paper iphepha lelani leb iphepha lelani iberasheki hayi angikwazi ukuthi izimbabwe igovernment isiyenzelani yazi
ukwayisebenzisa
ngithethe ebhenki ngikhuluma so namuhla
bakunike malini
banike 5 bond ama $2 and awe 50 bond and the lama US awe 50 bond
so bakunika ama 5 kuma ama $2
amanye half half 50-50
oh okay so awe break it down ama bonds unike ingaki
ama bond niwe nikwa ama $2 ama $2 and then ama
awe 25 amount of $25
yeah $25
then
ama US banika ama 50 banika 50 US dollars 50 ama 20 ngu 2 le 10 hayi kuba balo yazi vele igovernment ethi ikho ngangikhuluma that day ukuthi kumele iphumele igovernment le because it's doing vele angikwazi bayenzani yazi kathesi sebeqazile ukurate sikhuluma so kathesi $2 is 1 is to 3 and then $5 1 is to 7 and then xa ufuna i-100 pound xa ubuya le 100 pound bawunika $70 in US dollar. So urate vele sokuqalisile ukurethwa vele angikwazi ukuthena ukuthi no rate but ngapha kuyarethwa angikwazi ukuthi
oreta njalo mbani
ngabantu. So vele into le abayenzile vele terrible phambili mdala because izizabona ukudla kuza shorter into enzakalayo because you are not manufacturing in Zimbabwe and you are not manufacturing and sizabona izinto if you were is a short and ukudla siza slower down ukushota kusiya phambili and because kathi sizinqasizwa thi South Africa ifuna cash up front and so bona bazahamba yini nama bonds yini kumbe bazahamba nama US abathi bona abala ama US dollar and angikwazi ukuze yahamba nje kodwa ngapha bathi bona banayo ifuwe but already vele ngapha ifuwe lisishota baba ngisandebo ifuwe lisishota vela so ngingahamba wathi kathesi akula fuel andiyabo so angikwazi bona bathi thiwa hey fuel hey ukubuya kwebonda kusoze kuchitha ifuel iziphele ifuel but kati already vele sokuqazela ukushota
andiyabo umbuzo wokugcina
fika 6 months
umbuzo wokugcina lapha uthe sula ibonda le uthengene
andithengisa inkwa I think ile lofu ngithengisa inkwa lochako
bese bekuyimali
isinkwa is 90 cents and then ilo is 90 cents
wo vela kutshintshanga ngokuthi 20 akutshintshanga
but nxa ufuna ukutshintsha maybe ufuna ama-US and uyatshaya irate
hayi kuyazwala kakhulu-ke mnumzana fine khona ngapho efollows sizathi sikutindatinti kwezethu ubusithumezele impikitsha khona ngapho
alright
ngiyambongela kakhulu fine
alright
yeah that was Mr. Fine Victoria Falls he says he was given some bond notes today the $2 bond notes worth about $25 and then another batch was $50 so he went to the bank and he was given that kind of money so then he says what is surprising is that people have already pegged the money on certain terms you know like if you've got 100 bonds you know, these people that change money in the streets, they give you $70. So right now, things have just turned, you know, upside down. So the government was thinking that it was going to be one-on-one. So if you've got two bonds, they're saying it's 1-3 in terms of the rate. So which means it's just something else, man.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Regati, yende kune mwe mterera u South Africa, ndivamurira, makadi vano ndivamuriri. Vamuriri makadi henyu aiwa isitiri nani
oma dressing nyaya dziri kuitika muzimbabwe takaoma vanoitoziza mabond papers iwo madhora acho hamuna wakaopiwa nesouth africa kuti tokupai marandi moshandisa marandi wari kutamba iri wei yekuda kuia vanhu mari
amaranzi kamukoma vamuriri haangopiwi kamunofanira kutojoina kana kuti rand market haasi yekuita kunge muri kuenda kunotsvaga henyu mazhanje ka
tinopanzwisisa mukoma but hurumende ngaizidzova nhuti wakambopirinda futi mari dzedu yaidzowana tikanyudzwa mari dzedu kumabhengi inii ndinofunga mari yangu yakatowa mubhengana nomatirioni mangani asi handina chandakawana iye zvinezvo vakuizodisa futi mabond papers vachatora mabond papers iwaya wodzadza wazuzwako votanga kutengesa nebrak market vachiiwo vachitora maus dollars vachipa vana vavo vati kuzvikoro saka munoona kuti nyika haifanirwi kuva inoshandisa chisimba sapose yekuti vanhu ndi vanofanirwa kuva vaine zvido zvavo kuti hapipi izvinoda asi iwo nenyaya yekuti vari kushandisa temo ukangotaura unoona uchitorwa natoriko kutoko dzeusiku vatoenda zvachose chisimba chisina kunaka mabondi papers even vanhu vane mashopi vanohodha sezin iwo vachiihodha nemarandi zakaafrica mamwe makontena zanouya kubva kuna vana japani kubva kuuk kubva kupi anobhadhirwa nemaus dollars vanovawana kupi zvadzoka futi za 2007 zvataiita tiumbeni kuti kana tichakuenda south africa unonzi nyora report yekuti uda kundotenga chii uda maranzi uda maUSD chii kuti uwane forex zvino zvadzoka futi izvozvo hurumende ngainzwirawo mitsitsi kana yatadza kutonga ngaitsvage kana riringo mabreaking munogona kuya mitsonga inyika ndokufunga zvisinani kana kuti vanhu vasvupike sezvavari kuita kaizvozvo ari kuzvisa tsitsi mukoma mukaenda kumaruzevha hakuna mitonga mukaenda mutauni macho muna fresita muchaimo mharara ega ega vanhu vari kungotengesa dzungu vanobva kwamutoko vamwe vari kubva kusi nemazhanjeka handifungi kuti korera ikauya muharare munyamuya munosara munhu mutoko asi wakunza futi mabon papers kuti vanhu tidzoke futi zvakamboitwa zviyasiya zveku zvekuvidza vanhu tite chibomba rimwe chete nenyaya yekorera pabetsirika
aiwati
vanhu vati sotiti hurumende ngainzirowani indofunga mari dzavainazvo mudzimba mavo mukadzipeta kubva muharare zvinosva kwamutare munhu wani vanodzadza dzimba nemari vachingotora mari vachichengeta mudzimba asi nyika haina mari
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamuriri
atenda hamgo mablessing
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs you heard there from Mr. Muriri is talking about several issues, including corruption. He's saying most of these officials who are introducing these anti-poor policies are actually very corrupt individuals. And he says Zimbabwe is going back to 2008 when the then governor, Gideon Gono, introduced the so-called bearer checks and people lost their savings. He's saying that, you know, it appears Zimbabwe is repeating the same mistake, and he's saying that these policies by the government have led to the suffering of the majority of the people, and he's afraid that if there's a disease outbreak in Zimbabwe, such as cholera has happened around 2008-12, he says many people will lose their lives. That's his fear.
Yes, I was a colleague, a blessing. Yes, yes, we're going to spend. Baba Spindi, what's the saying? He put not lazy. Njalo nxa usebenzisile ubone njani khona ngale ebantwini njalo sipothelele sebebuyele yini esidaladini ngamafitshane nje pont cup cup ukhona ecingweni baba Sibindi
might have lost him, but we are being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Busisa Moyo, the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, CZI. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thanks for joining us at such a short notice. Of course, bond notes have been introduced today. How are you receiving them as business?
Well, we are seeing small amounts coming at our factory shop today. We had about $30 in bond notes that appeared ready to purchase goods at our factory shop.
And there are these reports that
no reports of significant amounts really pitching up. We are still seeing more dollars, more rands than bond notes in terms of circulation.
Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Moyo, it seems as if when the government mooted this idea, they said it was designed for promoting exports. Are you going to see any promotion of that at all?
Well, the bond notes are being issued as a 5% incentive on exports. So if somebody exports 100,000 worth of goods, you receive 5%, which is the incentive. Of course, for manufacturing, that is very small. We would have wanted a more significant incentive, but it's a starting point. I think you are aware that Zimbabwe is 45 to 55% more expensive than its regional peers. And so, we have weak currencies around us, weakening currencies around us in the form of the rand, the kwacha. So that renders us uncompetitive. So the export sector definitely requires incentives.
So we can safely say, as business, you are embracing the use of bond notes. What are the advantages?
I think let's separate the issues. We are welcoming the incentive because mm-hmm. it's going to help from a costing point of view. It will allow exporters to be at least 5% more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that incentive was coming in the form of dollars or coming in the form of rand is now a secondary issue.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second issue, which is to do with the bond note, is one of a liquidity problem where
mm-hmm.
customers are unable at the moment or were unable to purchase goods in the shops because
mm-hmm.
there was no liquidity. They were spending days in the queue trying mm-hmm. to get money to then go and buy goods. So that's the second problem that government had to solve. The first mm-hmm. one is to do with uncompetitiveness of the export sector. The
mm-hmm.
second one is to do with liquidity,
mm-hmm.
the ability of the trading public to get their hands on a medium of exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second problem. So those are two separate, they've been combined in the way that they've been introduced, but we look at them as two separate issues.
Mm-hmm. But you would say this will benefit Zimbabwe if we look at the incentive and also the trying to solve the liquidity crunch.
Right. The incentive, absolutely, because exporters are uncompetitive.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa is giving incentives to their exporters to export into Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some sort of counter. So we needed an incentive. As I said to you earlier,
mm-hmm.
5% is very small when you are up against 45%.
Mm-hmm.
We need incentives realistically of 15 to 20%.
Mm-hmm.
to be export competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still looking for a better incentive
mm-hmm.
On that. But we welcome 5% is better than zero.
Mm-hmm.
There are some companies that at 5% for certain products, they're able to export them more competitively.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs?
I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mrs. Deborah Mukasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mrs. Mukasa, welcome to the program.
Welcome. How are you, sir?
Hi, Spilile. Kunjani konapho kobulawe?
Hi, kobulawe. Kuhle ukuthi sibone ukuphithizela kwamabhondi nosi lawa asengenile. Ngathi kaqedakala ukuthi ahamba njani ebantwini.
Wena uboneni kodwa akusitshele nje ngamafitshane ukuthi ubone lokhu.
Okay, ngamafutshane into enginanzeleleyo, one ebondmali zangikhona emabhenki ziphuzile ukungena, abantu bathome belayinile, zithina sezingenile, bahle sabona ukutshintsha kwezinto like emagarajini, bahle batshintsha ama-tax abo, sokusithi i-US dollar selisiba i-dollar 31 for i-petrol, nge-bond yabo sithenga nge-dollar 46. Ukuthi kathi njengoba nakwathiwa lizaba yi-1-to-1 so leyi 15 cents i-15 bond whatever sebeyifakile isivela na
so vele kusabalele kanganani khonokho
amagaraji angathi emaningi athi atshintsha ama-prizes lazi lezitolo ezinye like njengabobhata o-okay even lo choppies ebevele esale ukuthi yamukela i-bond lokhuzeni i-bond money ekuseni kulabade sebenabo so abantu bebesehluleka even ukushopha around
pho-ke ekuthengiseleni ngale-ke kume njani ekuthengiseni impahla ngale kuhamba njani
ekuthengiseni impahla abantu kade bengakangeni kangako but bathina sebebona izitolo lamagaraji sebengathi sebekhuphula i-price besebengathi sebesala bethi ngoba ngabakakwazi ngoba lokuthi kade sebetshintshe i-prize zabo bengakakwazi ukuthi vele i-rate yangkhona ihamba njani kuyahluka so abantu kade bengakangeni esathe ekuthengeni
so kulobuzima sibile
ubunzi mabuko kasibili ngoba even lokuthi like amazenda zathi sithi kasika chasiselwa ukuthi ihamba njani sisamelele laba ama teams ezibuyayo from i-government le RBZ ezizokhuluma and ama dates angkhona is like kobulawayo babuya mhla ka 1 and 2 in December. But ngapha selihlela angeni ukuthi bazokonsulta njani abantu vele bona seziphiwe wombe table imali yangkhona so ukuthi kakusozokube loncedo le consultation yabo abazayenza ngoba sebethe bayikhipha imali prior bengakaconsult.
Yes, akuza kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho ngayikatshana. So that is Deborah Mukasa. She belongs to the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. All what she's saying, Blessing, is that so many people were queuing to get money in the banks today, and some managed to get the bond notes. And so, but at the end of the day, she noticed that certain garages were adjusting prices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, petrol, you'd get it for $1.31, and then using the bond, $1.46.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are. Then in some shops, like she mentioned the names, she says that managers were refusing to take the money because they didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And went on to say that vendors are totally confused.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know what to do now because they don't know how to adjust their prices. And so they are waiting for the government to explain, you know, what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that consultation process is going to be there between the 1st and 2nd of December in Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
So she says they are waiting for that. But the problem is, they put the horse before the cart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See what is happening? So they're saying you can't introduce the bond notes and then you consult people. See, she says, what type of process is that?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take two people now.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, South Africa. Hi, Mpofu. Kunjani?
Hey, Dule,
hi, Pilile. Kunjani, wena?
Yaphila mntwana wam ndoda kanti noko ndindile ndikwenye imini uzofona kanti ndoda yenza
ah futhi uyazi mina okwami uyazi lokho ngokwezandla ngakwenyawo ngaso kwabaleka uyabona so nanga ama-bond phela nanga ama-bond mnumzane uwazwile ama-bond
mnazwile kodwa thina anti asikaboni
so singazuthi one bond how many rand awukezwa
hayi angikezwa
aha yeah
akuthi nje into ebuhlungu dube nakwazi abantu batithi futhi abanye bagcwele ubusela i-corruption ngesilungu uyabona bafana la uyisemkhulu wabo yena la so uyabona ukuthi yena linto ma yivela kanye bekufuna nje ukuthi abantu ngabe singayinika mhlawumbe okuyi-3 months sibone ukuthi uhamba njani ngoba into efunekayo vele dube yokuthi lizwe lelizwe libe le mali yalo kodwa-ke noba ngiyakwazi ukuthi njengoba nuza lo ndoda ufine ukhulumile walebhinga ukuthi vele sebeyenza ukuthi 1:3 uyabona ukuthi ngamafela vele dube ngoba ngokuthi okukhutshwa lapho sibhekile inews ekuseni labo kuzwakala ukuthi imali le ilokhu ilingana ne-American dollar kodwa abantu basekaya ngoba bagcele i-corruption bagcele ubusela vele bazoroda abantu abayiphetheyo ukuthi no mina ngiphethe le mali iningi ngoba abantu babebhekile labo ukuthi ngoba kuliphepha siyakubona lathi lapha emafonini abafake bo-WhatsApp ukuthi hhayi khona kuyiphepha
bathini ekhaya kodwa nxa ukhuluma labo
bathini
ekhaya nxa ukhuluma labo mprofeti
bathi kukhona abantu abamndeni bathimezeve ingcolo ehlando odlulile bathi namhlanje bathe beyodonsa bakukhipha khona okokwinto kodwa bathi kusaphuma kungama-2 bond akukabi le-5 bond kusiya phezulu bakhipha ama-2
so kuyathululeka kuponti getshegetshe nje ngizothiwa kuphuma le penda bakutshelanga khonoko
bebizulile ngawuthola endleleni khoda kuthi ungathola ithukwela
ye kuziba luzana
manje kodwa khona bekufuna nje dube nami sengikhuluma nje ngesakhamizi sasezimbabwe bekufuna ukuthi ngabe siyake silinde sibone ukuthi kuzoyenza njani sithi sesigxeka lapha lalapha mhlawumbe khonokho kuyinto kuzoletha something utshentshe nyana ekhaya ukuthi kuveze iziphelo nyana ezithize yabona
hawu boni-ke mpo uhle wayishaya sibile esikhonkosini ushaya emnandi kakhulu
So angazi abanye abantu bona babona njani, mina nami ngimbono wami angisho ukuthi ngomhlaba wonke ngowami ukuthi ngabe singalinda, ngoba manje ngasikhuluma nento evele ebusuku ngo-12 namhlanje ekuseni sesengu-8, so sisakhuluma ngento abantu abangakakuyazi ukuthi vele yini. Ngabe ngemva kwe-2 months sikokhuluma ngayo abantu bonke mhlawumbe umhlaba wonke jikelele usukwazi ukuthi uphethe imali ngempela or uphethe iphishi yokuthi bantu bangene nje etoilet uyaxolisa ukukhuluma kanjalo.
Ye hhayi utshala mnandi kakhulu-ke mpofu, wothi size ukuthi undebele uthini kunangale Country Park otherwise utshayela mzala.
Ya hayi okay, hayi lami bengiyakhela ngoba thina asikayibona lathi sisayilindile lapha ekoli sibona ukuthi iyokuya njani ngobomalayithi.
Empofu baba, sibongile kakhulu mpofini.
Dube.
Yebo.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sibongile kakhulu mpofu. Empofu baba. Yeah, that was Mr. Mpofu in South Africa. He says, let's wait for 3 months at least and see what is going to happen. But he says what he's hearing is that it's just a piece of paper, nothing else. He says when it rains, when you are going to the grocery shops, you may have problems. Get there, the man is gone, you know. So then we've got to Mnumzana Undebele, who is Karu Park. Baba Ndex, kunjani? Hi, Spilega Kuru. So the telephone is not Ndebele?
Yeah, but you
are going to be able to get the phone. Yeah, Posela Kundebele.
Ya uzu mkhosi wamadoda lapha ajala kithi. Abantu baqala sibili ngomquba lo khona. Kodwa-ke akulanto esingayenza ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi uhulumende wethu umuntu ongukhanda liyathisa, uyazenzela into ayifuna noma abantu bengafuni. Now embone ngani kubonakala kakhulu Dube. Ngikuthi bona bezama ukubiya amasimu indwangu kudala ziqedile emasimini. Into yona le ngaba yiletha ngesikhathi kuqala i-multicurrency engxenye ngalo kuyazisiseka. Manje abantu sebakhupha imali zonke, bantshontsha zonke imali zaphumela izweni. Kwakukhona besiqaqabo kade sibathi bayafaka ezweni izinto zabo abazifakayo. Manje uhlupho lakhona lona lolo lokuthi abantu bakhona njalo lanxa uzama ukuthi uba-advise, ungaba-advise bathi wena ngoye-opposition abafuna ukukuzwa. So yikho lapho engibona ngani kule nkinga khona kakhulu. Kodwa-ke hhayi mina njengomuntu ovele ngasikele amabandla kanjalo, mina vele longaye ngathi ukuthi hhayi mina izaphu yehlulwa kudala vele sengiyintandana engenabani.
Siyakuzwa
baba. Ukukhangela nje ngithi hhayi sabona ngakho ukuthi lakala khona induku nophawuphawu. Ngoba into wonke kathesi abantu sebephiwa amabhodi wona lawo adube. Sebeqalisile ukureda, angikwazi ukuthi ireda yoba ayithethe ngaphi. Kodwa kungenani-ke baba. Ngibona ngani sizajayela nje ngokuya kwesikhathi. Mina ngokubona kwami kodwa njengoNdebele ngibona nento leyo asuziyendawo duze.
Yebo phela.
Njengoba ezakwenza i-consultation undoda lowo, njengoba esithi ukuthi uzaconsulta abantu, vele ibhondi lakho seliqalisile ukusebenza. Vele abantu bazahle bamdikithele ngayo, so abakulwa kakhulu layo okokuthi angikwazi. Vela sizabuye vele ngokubona kwami ngoba abantu bazikwenzile baba duze.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndebele, ikuthi ifoni lokhu usakhona Ndex? Ye baba Ndebele, ngane sukile lapha
eqinile.
Oh ukhona. Ye qedisa khona lapho Ndebele baba ngamafutshane.
Ya bengisithi mina hayi akuna ngendlela esingayenza jakala kithi. Ye sathi lapho ngukhangela nje siza ukuthi bona bathini abanikazi ngoba amanga amaningi ngalesi sikhathi mina angayibambi dube, ngiyibonile nje kuphela kodwa angayibambi.
Yebo phela.
Yebo baba.
Hayi Ndebele mbongile kakhulu Ndebele, sibongile kakhulu lokuthi uhlala ubuya sibili kuhlelo lapha uphosiphosela lo mbono sibili ojulileyo kakhulu, sibonge kakhulu baba. Yeah, that was Mr. Ndebele. He lives in Country Park and he says he doesn't support any political party in Zimbabwe. But he says, you know, there's nothing that Zimbabweans can do here because they are dealing with a government that is not transparent, a government that is not, you know, accountable. And so at the end of the day, they have to live with what is going on. So he says, if you try to advise them, they always term you an opposition supporter. So it's really hard to deal with the ZANU PF. And this gentleman is a former freedom fighter under the Zipra forces.
Let's go to Mr. Busisa Moyo. Mr. Moyo, is he on the line? Yes. Mr. Moyo, there are some economists are fearing that the introduction of these bond notes might actually lead to inflation, as people might tend to hoard U.S. dollars and, you know, just to get rid of the bond notes. Are there fears like that?
Yes, I think the fears are there. It all depends ukuthi uhulumende uzaphatha njani indaba yakhona. Nxa umuntu engahamba ebank kabili kathathu athole $1 so athole $2 for $2 in bonds, kuzaya ngokwesikhathi ngokwesikhathi kuzaphela. Abantu sebebona ukuthi hayi bond leli kuthi ukuthi uhulumende ulobuqotho ekukhulumeni ukuthi i-1-for-1. Until that speculation nje abantu bayadizwisisa ukuthi liphathwa kanjani. Kodwa kuzathi ngokuya kwesikhathi nxa uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi i-bond leyi kule facility le African Bank eyenza eyenelisa ukuthi kube yi-1-for-1. Nxa kuliqiniso ngokuya kwesikhathi njengalokho esakubona kuma-bond coins angena kudala ngo-2014. Kwathi sigqalisa kwaba lomsindo, kwaba lokukhaphazela njengalokho esikubona khona. Kwathi ngokuya kwesikhathi abemthova bathi hayi kasiwafuni, abezitolo bathi hayi kasili party bond coin. Sathi ngokuya kwesikhathi after about 3-4 months sabona sokuyiwo asebenzayo, kathe siyiwo asebenzayo emthoveni, yeso asebenzisa ijinji, akula muntu okhuluma ngawo. So you know, ukwesaba lokhu, those fears that you are talking about, they will all depend on how government handles it. And the public sentiment, which, you know, is a tela ngokuphuma kweqiniso. Nxa iqiniso lingaphumanga, then those fears are very well founded, and inflation will come. But inflation is caused when you print too much. Nxa bengaprint amaningi ama-bonds, kuzaba le inflation lo ikhulumayo njengoba ekuphumeni kwawo sokuthiwa ayarashiyenwa vele lawo malutshwa azarashiyenwa. So in such an instance you do not have inflation because the currency is actually short. Inflation is too much money chasing too few goods, so kuzamele baprinte sibili okuzwayo nxa ukuthi inflation ikhanya. But abantu bona ikwesaba nje ukuthi sake sadlula laphana isigaba lesiyana esasilama-agrobios lama-bearers check, abantu sebebona ngani yiwasephendukile. So kuyethuka lokhu kukhona sibi.
And people seem to be a bit confused, Mr. Moyo, about the issue of the bond notes. What is causing this? Is it because the RBZ did not do enough in terms of their outreach program or outreach programs to educate people about the security features that some retailers were talking about, and, you know, just preparing people enough?
Look, I think public sentiment has generally been negative. No amount of selling would have really will really help, which is why Reserve Bank. I mean, we've been talking about bond notes since March.
That's true.
Talking about what they are and so on. The features, as you know, if you release features too early, too long, you open yourself up to counterfeit. So there are also principles of when you release. You can't release it and say, we're going to introduce this a year from now. It will encourage people to counterfeit the notes and so on and so on. So there are those limitations. But I don't think any amount of selling or trying to advertise would have. Could there have been more consultation? I think there could have been more consultation, perhaps with the general public and civic society. But from a business point of view, we've been talking about bond notes actively since April this year, talking to the governor and directly not through the media, but directly with him, having meetings and highlighting some of the issues, some of the concerns that are there, public sentiment, getting an understanding of how they're going to work. He is trying to kill with this bond note two birds with one stone, as I said to you. One is an export incentive, the other one is a liquidity problem. It becomes a little bit confusing in certain instances, because one side you've got an export incentive, one side you've got a liquidity solution of sorts.
I don't know if we still have Professor Chivije. No, I think the phone dropped. Maybe let's just read some few messages, Gibbs, on Facebook. We also have Mumvumi Tawanda Achiti. Vamwe vanoda mitemo yekudzimbadze vamwe zvekwawo tsho unovaka sei musha wako. I think that was in response to kune muanga ataura kuti vana Zambia vane mari dzavo. Leo Tatenda alo anoti iye hello bond notes saka anenge achizoita here kuita exchange rate tabuda mhiri kwemakungwa. Then Godfrey Hlachwayo anoti iye kuwedzera nhamo munyika maitiro ehurumende yava Mugabe murombo acharamba achitambura mupfumi achiwedzera zvaainazvo. Albert Gumbo Reshumba anoti ngatingotambirei next zvakafanana ukatumira mari kumba havaiwane saka zviri nani rishandiswe. Nathan Jamu anoti iye kupa pfungwa dzedu kupedza nguva Zimbabwe ndeye munhu one anoita zvaanoda. Gibbs.
Wotisiwere ke kunkosikazi Debra Mukasa kunjani usakonekta nama? Asikhulumeke ngokuti ke nanka amabhondi sekhona khonapho ukhulumile ukuthi bekuhamba njani lapha lalapha kodwa ke kuyagcina vele ukuhamba njani wena ngokuzo kwakho nxa ukhuluma labantu bathini vele ukuthi bagcina bewasebenzisa ngalolu hlobo kumbe sokuthenitheni akutsho ke ngamafitshane khonapho sizoma.
Nxa nixoxa lamavendors bakhanya besithi kuzaba lokuginyana-ginyana okuthize like sokuzaba labo-exchange rate, sokuzaba labo-sphatheleni azabe baqalisa ukuthi intshatshintsha, kuzaba kukhiswa kwezimali ukuthi ithune sekubhena like njengokutsho kukababa omunye oke wakhuluma lapho esithi khona abazahlala benothile ibona lapho abazabe belokhu benothile ngoba khona phakathi on the ground ukuthi nxa kuzaba labo-exchange rate balutshwane abakwaziyo ukuntshintshatshintshana kwezimali zami khona like njengobana kathesi nxa abantu abanjengabantu abasebenza kumahulumende o-government amapetroli lezinye izitolo ezingathi sikhangelele kizo lapha kade siwuthenga khona kungathi intengo ziphansi nxa sebehle besiqala kumbe nxa sebehle befake okungamasensi phezulu kuyukuthi isuka ngaphi bayicalculate ngaphi njani. So kunzima kakhulu lapha kuzaba lokunzima obuthize noma ke sithi siza kudayela but mina bengithi ngokubona kwami abanye ngiqoqa labo bebesithi hawu ano-G and U owayenze kwaba ne-currency leyana yokuthi kube i-currency esebenzayo isiwile. So iZimbabwe kayisebenzi isiya phambili isebenza ibuyela emuva which is not conducive ebantwini beZimbabwe. Kasiphili kuhle sibili kasihambelani nakho noma nje bengakufosa ukuthi sibe nakho kodwa kusho ukuthi vele siza kujayelela khatshana kunjengokuthi usosomntwana kuthi ezetshomoliya yona inyama eyikhangele efridini yona kuloku ukuthi khebani mthomoliya inyama le imelela abantu bemzini.
Hayi siyawuza kakhulu bambi khonapho ungayikhatshana ntombi endala. So she says it appears as if Zimbabwe is not moving forward, you know. She's talking about the GNU era.
Mm-hmm.
She says, of course, those guys actually brought a lot of stuff, like the US dollar, like the rand, and all those other currencies. But now Zimbabwe is going backwards. Mm-hmm. Like, it's introduced these bond notes, which she said previously.
Mm-hmm.
That is confusing vendors. You know, they don't even know what to do, and they're not happy at all for these bond notes. So yeah, that's it, man.
Regai tinzwe kune vamwe vatereri. Tina mukoma Makombe Jafet, makadi mukoma Jafet kunyanga.
Andreo fara kaizvo makadiwo enyu.
Aiwa isu tiri nani? Tipe upfungwa dzenyu. Auya here ma bond notes kunyangawo.
Parisi natisati tawa na mabondi natukunyanga izvezvi.
Mm-hmm. Asi vanhu vari kuti kudii muri kuatambira here kana azowe?
Ikozvino vamwe vari kumatambira vachiti maybe nekuti ma $2 ne $5.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will work pane papa US dollars is one is one.
Mm-hmm. Ko dambudziko remari rakamira sei?
Hello.
Dambudziko remari rakamira sei kunyanga uko?
Kuno kumari iri kunetsa.
Mm-hmm.
Zvekuti hatizivi kuti zvichamira sei.
Mm-hmm. Saka munoona achizobatsira here kugadzirisa dambudziko remari mabond notes?
As we speak, anogona kubatsira ehe, asi nerimwe divi hatizivi kuti vari zvinji because vamwe vanoritambira, vamwe vari kuritambira, vamwe vacho havasi kufara naro. Saka hatizivi kuti zvichafamba sei, rinogona kutibatsira because kwagara kuchitonesa mari. Saka zvinogona kutibatsira kuti ikanga yauya mari iyoyo, I think inosecure it.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jafet kungoti nguva yedu ndo inenge yatifambei.
It's okay.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tenda kuna vachirava vari kuSouth Africa. Makadii?
Nofara munofara here?
Aiwa isu tiri nani. Munoti wokudini nenyaya yemabond notes?
Inini, I'm very close nenyaya iyoyo. Ndakashanda mari yangu about 3,000 yanga iri kubhengi. Izvezvi ndiri kunzwa kuti mari iyo yamabond. Ndaitarisa kuti vazotenga mota kuno kuSouth Africa but handichatokwanisi kutenga mota iyoyo nekuti mari iyoyo haisiko, yakanyura. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza munoziva.
Saka
akudzokera kusituation ya 2008 futi yekuti zvone muzvino mumashopu zvakapera.
Saka mamboedza here kuti muburise mari yenyu mukwanise kutenga motikari yamuri kudai?
Ndakazama but ndakatadza kuikwana kuiwana yese but zhinji yakatonyura.
Chii chakaitika pamaedza kuti mutore mari?
Unopuwa $10 nhasi, mangwana upuwa 20. Mangwana ponza hapana. Sondo rese apa unoitadzoka kubasa kunoku.
Saka
mangona manje.
Makazopedzisira matora mari manje.
Mari yandakatora it's only 1,000. Ine 2,000 yese yakasara kubhengi iko kwaamabhoni.
Asika tiri kunzwa kuti vanhu vanenge vachiri kupiwa imwe vanenge vangaiti 50 handiti. Tukapuwa 50 bond ne 50
US dollars.
That is bank renyu kana richiita izvozvo but mahinji ari kutonetsa. Handiti maona manje. Saka mabond notes aya atoti zviringidza zvinhu ende tatodzokera kumashure kusingatomboiti ende zvinhu zvichashaikwa futi kumashop. Haukenisei kuti unongofuma wagadzira mari yakapera ne US dollar kuti dhamba hana kula vese kuna maranza kuenda kungoti kuti munhu wenga mambozoona kupi.
Aiwa. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma achirava.
Maita pa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Let's just quickly before we take our next caller go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you still on the line? Yes, Mr. Moyo, there are these concerns from people that they have their money in banks, they have their US dollars. Our last caller, Mr. Achirava, is saying that he had saved $3,000 to buy a car in South Africa, but unfortunately he cannot access that money. Is this not a problem?
This is a big problem, and this is the problem that the bonds are trying to solve, Baba. So you know, there are several challenges, as I said, you know, that they're trying to solve. People are spending time. They cannot get money out. So the government has introduced these bonds to try and help people to at least have the money in their hands and spend it. By coming up with these bond notes. So on the one hand, people are saying, we can't get our money out. And then on the other hand, they're saying, we don't want bond notes. Those two, they need to be reconciled. Because government, you see, the challenge which is unspoken here is that government is starting to have problems importing U.S. dollars into the country. Nobody has mentioned that even on your program here. But government is now unable. We know that Angola, for example, has been, put an embargo on Angola. They cannot get U.S. dollars now into Angola. Zimbabwe is also following suit where we were importing large amounts which were coming into the country and going out. So this is a big challenge now for government. How do you keep importing U.S. dollars? which go out because we then take it out to go and purchase things. Corruption also takes out illicit money flows, that, you know, that see money moving out. I think Reserve Bank in May gave us a report to show that they had imported $784 million mm-hmm. In a space of about 12 months. Mm-hmm. So from May to May, they had imported $784 million. And mm-hmm. now what's left in the country is only $150 million. Mm-hmm. So which means a good $630 million is out, mm-hmm. Is out of the country and mm-hmm. cannot be accounted for. These are some of the challenges that government has got. And the reason why people cannot get their U.S. dollars out of the bank is because the inventory of U.S. dollars is actually leaving the country. Mm-hmm. So at least bonds will not leave Zimbabwe. They will stay here. Mm-hmm. So people can get their money. And then those that want to import, because not everybody that uses money wants to import something. Mm-hmm. There are some people abathengisa some matonki, abathengisa majanje. They are mm-hmm. selling different things. There is a sister there that is mm-hmm. from the Traders Association here mm-hmm. in Lahore. You don't need to have a hard currency to buy, you know, to buy things. People just want security, but that security can be received through savings, and your savings can be kept in dollars. That's fine. But mm-hmm. for trading purposes, we need something that won't leave the country. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll come back to that point, Gibbs.
Yes, lomnumzana ke uRapson Mwale. Baba Mwale kunjani khona ngapho ke eGoli?
Ngisikona njani?
Hayi siphile kakhulu Mwale, bokuthi kapu kapu sibili ngamafutshane sokusele 4 minutes, so siyakunika imizuzwana nje. Phosela khona.
Eh, hayi thina sinenkinga nje ngoba singaphandle kwelizwe ngoba khona manje angithi thini rand still kuthi ukuthi lisafana lokuthi ngona i-value njengoba ilingana nayo US dollar leyo bond. Kuthi ukuthi kodwa thina sizabe sihamba namarandi bona bebese besitshintsha ngebhondi. Yiyona inkinga enginayo.
So inkinga yakhona ingaphokona khona?
Inkinga isekuthini phela mina ibhondi angithi angilisebenzisi ngapha e-South Africa. So ma ngisiyathenga ngale bengitshintsha ngebhondi. Kufana nokuthi mina mbanika imali bona banginika ibhondi into engasebenziyo.
So ke manje lizakwenza njani khona?
Hey, kusho ukuthi sisebunzimeni kakhulu. Sisebunzimeni. Kusho ukuthi umuntu ole US dollar ngoyongane kumbe ungcono. Thina sike rand kusho ukuthi lokho silimala ngoba siyohamba nerand besifike besinika ama-bond note. I-bond note ngeke ngikrosse nayo i-border ngize nayo eMzansi ngoba ngapha kayisebenzi.
Ya kuzima khonapho.
Yeah.
Yeah, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba. Mwale sibongile kakhulu ndoda.
Hayi nami ngibongile.
Okay, so Mr. Mwale is worried that, you know, he lives in South Africa and he says when he goes home, mm-hmm. he's expected to exchange the rand for bond notes. So he says after doing that, when you go back to South Africa, you won't have any rands anymore because you have exchanged your rands for bond notes. Mm-hmm. So he's very worried, really, about that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we still have Mrs. Mukasa?
Yeah, Mukasa is like, come on.
Maybe you can
yes ikwetse kona bo mukasa yes ikwetse ngamafutshane kona bo ke ukuthi pho ubona ngazani kuyagcina ngani konke lokho
angaze amvumelani lo moyo lo kade ukukhuluma kathesi ethi informal sector ithengisa amazazi informal sector ibambe i-economy yethu yonke so asithengisi mazazi asithengisi muntu asithengisi whatever ade ukukhuluma konoko kodwa ukuthi sizadithela kasoda we are crossing the borders siyahoda so nge-bond not asingeke sicrosse i-border sohoda so angivumelani lakho nakhona lokhu ukuthi ethi kade bakhuluma ngakho babekhuluma besenguzekelisa bengekho bengangeni ebantwini so they must come back to people i-bond coin yabo bond not yabo beke beyibeka eceleni laphana sibuyele ku-US dollar lethu or even to rand sisebenze ngoba yiyo ebambe i-economy. So mina ngokwami angivumelani lakho.
Yes, siyabonga. Yes, sibongile kakhulu ma.
Unfortunately, we have to call it a quits. Time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Deborah Mukasa de Bulawayo Venda. And also we want to thank Mr. Busisa Moyo, President of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, and the first two guests that we had, Professor Chivije, an economist, and also Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, a Bulawayo resident. We want to also thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And this is Kip Stewart in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.